It's that time of year again, the last sweet days of summer vacation unofficially come to an end tomorrow. Even in France, where 5-week vacations are the norm, people head home this week for what they call la rentrée, or the return. But with their new 35-hour work week, the French are no longer disappearing for the entire month of August. They're staggering their vacations throughout the year, and that's thrown hotels and resorts into turmoil. From Paris, NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
The Montparnasse train station in Paris. It's a Thursday night, just after work. Marie-Annick Guilherme wears the harried yet happy look of someone rushing for a train and a long-awaited long weekend.
More breaks during the year and less during the summer.
It's the 35-hour workweek law that allows Guilherme to take Friday off. In some companies, workers leave earlier each day, but in hers, they get extra days off, which can be taken throughout the year. That new freedom has changed the face of vacations in France.
What I'm doing when I'm taking a day off, I'm taking the opportunity to go back to Brittany, where I have all my family.
This 1975 hit Indian Summer, or L'été Indien, evokes the mood of French vacations after World War II. They were languorous, seemingly never-ending, a chance to enjoy the growing consumer society in a giant flight from the cities to the beaches and mountains. You get 5 weeks off with pay in France, and traditionally people go either in July or August. But this summer, seaside hotels had many empty rooms. The highways, usually blocked for miles halfway through August and July, were strangely easy to drive on. So something is clearly changing.
When you go for Easter, you are not only the French, but the German and the Italian and the Spanish, so it's very difficult to find the rooms.
Christian Rochette runs public relations at Nouvelle Frontière, the biggest travel company in France. It has dropped 3-week vacations from its catalog. 2 weeks is as long as anyone wants to go anywhere anymore. And more importantly, he says people are snapping up weekend trips to European cities year-round. Rochette says the shorter work week now lets French travelers avoid peak times and holiday rushes.
So the new facts and the big advantage for the French people now, when they want to go to Amsterdam, they can get 2 days free and they are building their own long weekend.
Not all French people can afford to pop off to Amsterdam or Venice for 3 days, of course. A third of people here can't afford any vacation. Another third, more working class, uses days off during the work week to go shopping or fix things around the house, says sociologist Jean Villard. He says that means their Saturdays are free for friends and family, giving them access to what he calls the bourgeois weekend. Overall, Villard says the shorter work week is changing people's conception of work and leisure. Villard says the shorter work week has only accelerated a change in vacation styles. He says the slowdown in the summer exodus also comes from the stress of post-industrial jobs. People are no longer needing a long break to recuperate from physical work on an assembly line. They just need a long weekend without cell phones, messages, and constant hassles so they can recharge their mental batteries. And, Villard says, people like long weekends à la carte because changes in society make it harder and harder for couples to stay together. In other words, they know a languorous long weekend is good for romance. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.